Writers of science fiction have long predicted a time when computers could engage humans in two-way communications. From the diminutive R2-D2 to the sinister HAL 9000 of Stanley Kubrick's 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Open the pod bay doors, HAL.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Today, talking, thinking robots are a reality. IBM's cyber wizard cleaned up on the game show Jeopardy.
Each year, the EU selects capitals of culture. One of the 2010 cities was this Turkish meeting place of cultures. Watson.
What is Istanbul?
You're right.
Dialing for dialects for 800.
While Maltese borrows many words from Italian, it developed from a dialect of this Semitic language. Watson.
What is Arabic?
You are right.
And millions of consumers are entertained by the iPhone's Siri.
Tell me a joke.
I can't. I always forget the punchline.
Tell me a joke.
Two iPhones walk into a bar. I forget the rest.
But could we create talking, thinking robots to work in our classrooms, providing individualized instruction? Could a computer be taught to tell when a student is losing focus or getting confused?
Oh.
That's what researchers at Virginia State University hope to find out. As study subjects like Aaron Blunt play games on an iPad, the iPad records his face. Dr. Zewi Serpell, an associate professor of psychology at Virginia State, says there's a link between a student's emotions and how much he learns from these brain training games.
Whether students are frustrated or anxious or feeling good, they're kind of in a flow and they're getting answers right, those kinds of things, how you feel while you're doing a task makes a difference in how well you do, but also how long you will do it.
By watching Aaron's face from another room, she can tell if he's having trouble. When she provides hints or encouragement, his performance improves.
You seem like you're not trying. Please try your hardest.
Wow.
Yay!
Good job.
The next step is to correlate facial expressions with students' emotions and performance. Using software created by research partners at the University of California at San Diego, Serpell's team watches people playing the games, coding what they observe second by second on each player's face.
For the most part, it looks like there's nothing going on, and then suddenly you get a facial expression. And so our initial step is always to see, did everybody see that? And what do we think it is? Is it generally negative? Is it generally positive?
It turns out we humans have a fair amount in common when it comes to showing emotion.
There's eye widening, nose wrinkling, lip raising, lip corner pulls. So you might think of that as kind of a downward, sad face, a dimpler.
But the meaning of these expressions is not always obvious. Consider a simple smile. That means someone's happy, right?
Smiling is actually an indicator of embarrassment. So we see a lot of smiling when there are errors.
Based on the data collected so far, UC San Diego has created a basic system of facial expression recognition. It's not perfect, but it usually works. What's needed now is more data to fine-tune the technology. And research partner Jacob Whitehill says we're in luck.
There are many universities which now offer online courses, and this offers the opportunity to collect thousands, if not even possibly millions of student data to have a real impact. I would estimate around 10,000 students probably would be a good start.
At the finish, we could have computers that speed up or slow down lessons, offer hints and encouragement, explain things differently, or repeat earlier lessons to meet students' individual needs. Whitehill says that could revolutionize education.
There are so many students who do not have access to good teachers across the world for a variety of reasons. And if this kind of technology can help to make education for them more personalized, more responsive to their emotional state in a way that helps them learn better, I think that's a good thing.
And Serpell says teaching robots could be used to help students practice what they've learned from the ultimate teachers, other people. Her lab is also recording heart rates and brain waves, looking for other ways to gauge students' learning and create programs to meet individual needs. For With Good Reason, I'm Sandy Houseman.